POE back in session. Tim, why are we seeing your smiling face again? Do you have more this afternoon?
I didn't know how when you would break, so I thought soon I could come in and discuss.
Gotcha. Yeah. Unfortunately, we still have a fair amount. I'm going to be in trouble with my wife today. All right, folks. What's your name?
Duttons.
The Duttons. Okay. Yeah, we've got you on here, BOE number 398. Come on up, please.
Just if you text me what you want, then I can text you back.
Yes,
sure.
Please.
Yeah, right there at the podium. That'd be great.
Okay.
I'm trying to find a...
I don't have it. You said 398.
398, yep.
The same page, because mine ends at 397.
Page 21.
I got it. Dutton Productions.
Okay. This is theater?
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Theater complex.
All right. And are you guys, are you here just on valuation, the issue of valuation?
Yes.
Okay, it's not a classification or discrimination?
No.
Okay. All right, so it's just on valuation. All right. Please, go ahead.
Okay, well, first of all, thank you for letting us come and speak to you. We've never done this before.
Sure.
But I'd like to give you just a little bit of background. About 6 or 7 years ago, we decided that our grandchildren were old enough for us to once again proceed with touring internationally, which we love to do. We also had opportunities to do recordings and release more albums, and we had proposals to do television specials and series, which we love to do. So we figured that the best way that we could make this happen was for us to sell our theater and in the transaction retain the option of doing a matinee show, so we wouldn't lose what we've built in Branson, that okay. could continue, but we would cut back on the number of shows that we were going to do. So I went privately to people I knew in the chamber. I was on the board of directors of the chamber, and to people I knew in the city, and asked them for help. We wanted to do this privately. We didn't want to list it because then the rumor would get out that, hey, the Duttons are leaving, and that would sabotage what we have done.
Right.
So they were wonderful to work with. We were able to meet a lot of people interested in coming to Branson. We were very open to any kind of arrangement. We talked to Nashville art stars and people from New York and California, but to make a long story short, we weren't able to get a single offer on the theater, and at any price. I'm sure that we could have found somebody who would have just speculated on it, but at any reasonable price, it didn't happen. And over the years, we started noticing what was happening to other theaters. Our friend Tom Brett was considering buying the Dick Clark Theater. At that time, he told me that it cost $14 million to build, and it sold at $4 million. And our friend Jimmy Osmond had a stroke, and he had to sell the Moon River Theater. It was on the market for quite a while. Finally, it sold at $6 million, and we think that's probably the most beautiful theater in town and on the biggest, nicest piece of property. And now it's back on the market for $6.7 million. We reached out to our real estate agent, Charlie Gerken, and that's the first three pages you have in front of you was his email response to me, just to highlight a couple of things. In paragraph 2, he talks about that he owns the Majestic Theater, and he's now reduced that property to $18 a square foot, which you couldn't build a fraction of that theater at that cost, and he has no offers. And then in paragraph 5, he talks about that he's just sold the Encore Theater. You might more readily recognize that as the Miltilis Theater or the Tri-Lakes Theater. That has just been purchased to somebody we know in Spain. So that was an international sale, And but it just they just got a fraction of what it cost to build that in 1994. And then Charlie goes on to talk about the necessity, or he said to me, the necessity of having a business going in the theater because it that devalues it even more. And all the theaters, he cited all the theaters that have stood empty and eventually became churches or became museums or now a police department. But by and large, it's a difficult market, the theater market is. And add to that the concerns we have about our neighborhood. Just to the south of us was the former Gateway Inn, which was damaged in the tornado. What was that, 10 years ago? I don't know, a long time ago. Yeah. And that stood empty ever since then. Then the two theaters south of that stood empty for over a year, and now all three properties have been demolished and sit empty for a long period of time. The property just to the north of us, CC's Pizza, has got out of business. The restaurant across the street has been out of business for a long time. All of the hotels, to my knowledge, around us have all turned into extended stay hotels, and the Big Days Inn is also low-income housing now. So we're very concerned about our neighborhood, to put it mildly. Longtime customers of ours at the Dutton Inn have often mentioned how they don't feel safe there anymore because of the sketchy people walking across the property. And one man said to me, "This is a blighted neighborhood." So I just point these things out to show you what we're struggling with. Then I'd like to turn your attention. I think one of the best ways for me to prove a value to myself is what the property is bringing in. And that's how I gauge how we are doing from year to year. Historically, we for years got over $1 million in ticket sales from the theater. So I'd like to just look at the last 3 years. The next page four, was 2019. We had a pretty good year. It was 800, excuse me. If you look at the part I've circled, I will just look at the net amounts. The net ticket sales in 2019 was 809,000 approximately. Next page, in 2020, that was the pandemic, so there was a big a dip there. We had almost $292,000 in net ticket sales from the hotel. And then in I said hotel. I meant theater. We're still on theater. I do this all the time nowadays. So in 2021, we rebounded quite nicely. We made almost $716,000 on ticket sales in the theater. That wasn't quite as good as 2019. And we had a strong start in 2022. Then on July 13th of 2022, we had a fire in our theater. Our whole lives changed. We have... And you'll notice that the net ticket sales in the theater for 2022 were only $160,000 down from $1 million, which is what our target is and to expect. So then looking at the hotel occupancy is the other way, the hotel room sales, net room sales. In 2019, we had $289,000 in room revenue, and then on 2020 with the pandemic it went all the way down to 60,000. We raised our prices in 2021, and lo and behold, we made $473,000 in room sales, and then it fell off with the fire. It stayed open. It was not affected by the fire, but we did see a decrease because the theater wasn't open of about 17%. We lost all of the income from the rent that we received from other shows in the theater and also income from the gift shops. Jeremy Rolmack was hired as our insurance adjuster to help us with this big project of trying to save our theater. Interestingly, one of my boys said, "Mom, take the insurance, sell the land, and let's have it over with." But it doesn't work that way, we found out. It has to burn to the ground, and it did not burn to the ground, although I can say that in the front part of the theater, everything down to the cinder block walls, the roof, everything came off. You could see sky up above us, and that was totally demolished except for the cinder block walls. And the rest of the theater had smoke damage everywhere, and there wasn't a square inch of that theater that has not been washed, replaced, thrown away, and reclaimed by us. It's been a passionate work for us. I'd like to give you this letter. Is the next page by Jeremy Womack. He says, "This letter is regarding the Dutton property located at 3454 West 76. As you are aware, the Dutton sustained a significant fire loss on July 13, 2022. The insurance proceeds available from the insurance carrier was not enough to cover all damages. The Duttons have paid approximately 30% out of pocket." Let me just pause here. What happened is this hit us right at the time that housing building supplies were going sky high and supply chains. For example, one electrical panel that was priced at $1,000, we were told we could get it in 6 months if we paid $4,000. And you just times that by hundreds of things. So you can imagine our shock when we realized we're to the part the public sees. We're to the sales part now, and we don't have any more money. Before I tell you our solutions and what we've done, I'd like to just finish Jeremy's letter. He said, "On January 1st, 2023, much of the interior was demolished while scaled restoration was underway, in addition to significant mitigation and restoration on the front exterior of the building. The value of this property on January 1st, 2023 would have been significantly less than prior year market value due to the amount of damages and restoration at that time." So, and then the next page is just a picture of what our theater looked like on January 1st of 2023. So the whole front is off, the spires are down, signage, nothing is there, just down to the lower roof. And then the bottom pictures show you the interior. This is the part that was, everything was stripped out, clear down to the cinder block, but at this point they've started to put the studs in, and they had to bring in trusses and rebuild the roof and everything. So we knew we were in the fight for our lives. We couldn't sell the theater. Right. We'd already put our 20 some odd years of our lives into it, and it was our love and our blood, sweat, and tears. So we decided that we were going to risk it, and we were going to make a statement that the Duttons are staying, the Duttons are healthy, the Duttons have something great to offer. And we also felt like in so doing, we were going to try to save our neighborhood. We wanted to do something so good that people would go, "Oh, I want to build next to this property," or, "Oh, I want to come and see what's here." This Saturday, and you're all invited, we are having a VIP event to celebrate the completion of phase one. There's three phases that we're going through. It's been over a year later. We are just now barely starting to move back into our offices. That building has been unusable since over a year ago. However, the city did allow us to start doing shows in the theater in March, April, and we finished off the seats, everything that goes into the auditorium part, so that we could start making a little money. We still have an upward battle because I just send a team of people out to the community to invite everyone, and they have done a great job. They said about 50% of the people still think that we are closed, and about another 25% think you're still at Yakov's. We did a few months at Yakov's last year when we couldn't perform in our own theater. So what we have done is decided that this has been good for us. It's been good for our family. We love the community, And we have sold a home in Arizona. We have sold a home in Utah. We have a parcel of land for sale in Branson and another parcel of land for sale in Utah. And we are making up the difference from the insurance, and we're doing it, we think.